man. NAEOH Mobile.
FAWW portable testing. AWW mobile.
KF8
BPM. Station calling, this is KK7ICD. I had you loud and clear.
Thank you very much. I'm in the mobile with a 4 watt. I'm just checking which repeaters I'm hitting on my drive. Thanks for coming back. KF8 BPM's clear. KF8 BPM. Testing. KF8 BPM. Testing.
VPM, is it a K8 VPM? Your radio's working.
Roger that. Thank you very much. Driving around mobile with a little 7-watt, seeing how many repeaters I can touch. I appreciate you coming back. And who am I talking to?
Oh, very good. Yeah, this is KE8FJW up here in the Sioux State, Missouri. What repeater are you on right now? And your location?
Well, in the book, it's called the Petoskey repeater. I was hitting Stutzmanville or the Harbor Springs one earlier. Not sure exactly what the formal name is.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. Petoskey repeater, yeah, it definitely has a nice footprint there, so. Nice big tower on top of a really nice, almost a mountain, probably. Anywho, yeah, if you're in that area, yeah, you have good coverage of about 3 repeaters there, so, for this system anyways. I don't know about the other ones. They're kind of off on their own.
Very good. Thanks for coming back. I appreciate the connection and the report. I'm going to continue monitoring different frequencies, different repeaters as I drive along. And again, thanks for coming back. I'll be clear up to your file, KF8 BPM.
Okay, very good. Well, it's definitely a beautiful day for a drive, that's for sure. I'm sure it's hotter down there this year. Maybe not. Maybe it's cooler. No, the breeze here is coming right from the south, so. That maybe you might have a nice northwest breeze and cooling you off down there, but no, it's coming from the south. But anywho, yeah, it's hot up here. It's 77 degrees with probably about 80% humidity, so it's going to be one of those days. It'll be a nice day for an air conditioner. In fact, I'm going to go inside where it is nice and cool and chill out. So, anyhow. Enjoy your drive, and you'll probably be hearing me in here in a little bit. So, sounds like KF8, APN KE8, FJW.
Correction, KC8, yes.
Mobile, Mackinac Bridge.
Whiskey Charlie 9 India, WC9I, Southwestern Arizona, listening.
KF8, Bravo Papa Mike in Michigan, mobile, don't have a lot of time.
KFA, didn't catch the rest. Good afternoon. Name is Dave. Located near Roll, Arizona, where it's just about 1 o'clock. Back to you.
We've got 4 o'clock here in Michigan. I'm about half an hour south of the Mackinac Bridge, which separates our two peninsulas. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa, Mike, for your records.
Okay, KF8, BPM, WC9I. Been up there many, many times over the years. We're a retired farmer from northeastern Indiana, and we used to go up there every spring and fall when you got the planting done and the harvest done. So always enjoyed it up there. Retired about a year ago, and now we're down here in Arizona, where it's not too bad of a day. It's about 8 degrees cooler than what it has been. It's only 107 degrees here today. So we have a breeze of about 6 miles an hour, and I don't see a cloud in the sky. Back to you.
I suppose some people would call that ideal weather. I was born and raised right here in Michigan. I'm looking forward to those chilly October days when I can go out and sit on the ground and try to get myself a buck. You can have it. You can have that hot weather. But I'm looking for the cool down here in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, I don't miss the cold weather at all. Matter of fact, in the wintertime, January and February, it's around 70 degrees. So I love that. It's kind of gets unbearable in the summertime, but in the wintertime, it's just unreal nice. Matter of fact, this morning, I think it was 79 degrees, and I thought it's a little bit chilly this morning. Back to you.
Just goes to show you what different people have opinions on, what's chilly and what's warm. I'm pulling in close to my appointment now, so I'm going to have to say how much I enjoyed our conversation, and hopefully someone else will pick up after me. So this is KF8, Bravo Papa Mike, and I'm clear. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day. WC9I, Southwestern Arizona, listening.
W8RPM, WJ8R. WJ8R, clear.
K8FTW, I'm monitoring.
KC8VSU.
This is KTTC, met in 3 minutes. Good evening, everybody. It is time for Traverse Street Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Net. This is KTTC, net control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 140.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use as repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency services in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and for alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. We do have an alert coming up, so stand by. If during a repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If the repeater is not working, go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, Net Control, stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No station at this time. Net Control, stand by for check-ins. When in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. Please say your call sign slowly. After the last call sign is heard, Net Control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Jim, Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf.
Papa Charlie.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Blue, K8, Whiskey, Echo.
Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Julie, Whiskey.
And ATMH, Mobile.
Glenn, Whiskey, Bravo 4. Kilo, Tango Fox.
All right, we have some check-ins. We have Jim, ACADG. We have Kevin, I've got to read my own handwriter, KF8, AGY. I've got Dave, KAWPE. I've got K8FJW, I believe. I've got Drake, NADMH. I've got Glenn, KB4WTF, and I've got TEK, I believe. Getting a little more static on my end. Let's go to the list with Jim, ACADG. Jim, give us your location if you've got any messages to pass.
WAVPC, checking in.
Jim in Northport. Watching for lines of thunderstorms the next 2 days. Nothing else to report.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KF8AGY. Location, Spider-Z. And messages to pass. Back to you, that's okay.
Kevin, you're a little crackly, but what you gotcha? Let's go to Dave, KWPE. Dave, your location, any messages to pass?
KWPE on the west side of the city, and I have no traffic.
I think I have K8FJQ. I could be wrong on that one. Station, give me your name and your call sign again, please.
W8VPC, checking in, fourth try.
Mike, you're in there. Let's go to Drake. NADMH, Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
KDREH, late down here.
Mike, KDREH, you're very low on volume. Try again, please.
All right, take two, how's that?
A little better. You were good for a second, then your volume went down. Try one more time. Go ahead with your message.
All right, KDREH. The village of Kingsley, do have one piece of traffic. There is potential for severe weather tonight and tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service in Gaylord is not 100% sure as to when or the severity. They're kind of throwing a blanket coverage on it right now, but they do say spotter activation is probable, so we will be keeping an eye on it. And if there is an activation, we will get the 86 repeater linked up to the Northern Michigan linked repeater network and conduct a Skywarn on that at that time. If there is, like I said, an imminent threat of severe weather, we'll kick a net up and then just either listen to National Weather Service radio or your local repeater. So we'll kick it back over to you.
Mike, thank you for that info. Just a reminder to everybody, it might be a good time to recharge those batteries on those handhelds. Let's go to Glenn, KB4WTF. Glenn, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Glenn. That's Glenn, Whiskey Bravo 4, Kilowatt Tango Fox, WD4KTF, Duck Lake Peninsula, in Grand, no traffic.
Glenn, thank you for checking in. We have Mike, who finally got in. He's in the Detroit area. Mike, WAVPC, go ahead, make a transmission.
KFGZ,
in the net. RKGTC. This is WAVPC, Mike, location Royal Oak, 14 at Crooks, no traffic.
Good audio, Mike, excellent. Anybody else want to check into that tonight?
Norm, K8CLM.
Kilo, Echo 8,
first name, but I thought it was K8CLM. Go ahead,
Brett,
your name and phone number one more time, and your location and a message, if you have one.
Okay, I don't have a message. Name is Norm, November, October, Romeo, what's M, I don't know. And Kilo 8, Charlie, Liam, and Mike. And just, still struggling with getting a good reading. I'm not sure some of my meters aren't bad. Keeping on the end, I'm just trying to get the SWR fixed. Apparently this...
Norm, you're getting in there. You just cut off at the very end. Go ahead, and we missed your last little bit of message. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Much. Just, I guess I picked up on the key. Anyway, little radio and little beam is working good. Been struggling with that.
Norm, you're getting in there. It sounds like if you could move just slightly different, you might get a slightly better attack at the end, at the antenna. All right. As usual, we are always practicing sending ICF messages using FL Digi. If you have an Android tablet or an Android phone, please install the Android version of FL Digi. And we have a practice message. This one is 49 seconds. This is a weather message. From our own Andrew, who is both ham, our local member, and very interested in weather phenomena, and he sent me this information, which I'll pass along. Stand by for digital traffic. This message will be 49 seconds. This is KQTC. Message is as follows. End of message. This is KETC. If you receive this message, please check in.
Full copy. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
100% KOWP.
Full copy. Thank you, everybody. Dave, you're on a roll. I think we're going to see how many we can count in a row that you're getting here. One of the nice things about this is that T-Barge does have a Starlink satellite hookup. We can send and receive digital messages to areas that do not have the Internet. So this might be a very nice method of receiving or sending information to the State Emergency Operations Center and other entities. Again, thank you for participating. I want to thank everybody for joining us and maintain vigilance in terms of emergency communications. All right, this is KGTC. Thank you, everybody, and we will now turn that over to the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. Take it away, Chairland Amateur Radio Club.
Thank you, Bill. KTTC, WX1J. Welcome, everybody, to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, or MeshNet, is to connect and build our ham community and communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. This is WX1J again. My name is Scott, and I'll be the NetCon translation this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. The MeshNet and the use of this W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Chairland Amateur Radio Club as a sponsored club activity. Welcome, welcome to those who are using other ears that might be linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in through MeshNet, and all newly licensed hams are not only invited, but encouraged to check in. Thank you. So before we open up for check-ins, I will just do a quick reminder that we start our Tuesday mornings with breakfast at breakfast with hams at Julian's Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield. 9 a.m. Everybody's welcome. Good food, good camaraderie, good coffee, and lots of chats, and who knows. People generally tend to bring something to show and tell, so it's all kinds of fun. And then tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., is project night. We'll meet at the new approaching center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City. All members are welcome to attend. Bring a problem, bring a solution, or just come to learn something new. And all of this information can be found on our website, CherrylandARC.com, CherrylandARC.com. Break again.
Audio level is way too high.
Okay. I'll back it off a little bit. Thanks, Dylan. I mentioned that we check in three groups. First time, time-constrained stations or short-time stations. Second category is those stations on EchoLink. And third is general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You can give me your call sign and your first name. I'll acknowledge the station I heard, then go to the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a more efficient process. And tonight's topic will be the first check-in. We're going to pick the topic tonight. So this is WATCM. Keep that control for the Monday evening social event. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short-time stations, time-constrained stations, and because you're time or energy constrained, I'll take your comments after this group checks in. For a short-time check-in, please call out.
This is a 9KOP Cameron Mobile Mile.
Okay, Cameron, I have you on the list for the next short-time check-in.
This is Steve Baker
8,
Whiskey, India, Victoria,
Tommy
Cadillac,
short time. And Tom, you were on the list. Next short time check-in.
This is...
AQH. November 8th, Delta, my hotel. It'll be short time.
Check-in.
Oh. And Joe's here, too. I need to check him in, too. Also, press that TROC button on your radio there, Scott. That'll help your mic because it's pretty crunchy. Any of you age?
Okay, thanks. Somehow in muscling the radio around and changing antennas today, I must have pushed that one, so thanks for that handy hint. Next check-in, please, for short-time check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Please call.
Hello, Echo 8, Fox, Truly Whiskey, KD8FJW, short-time.
Echo 8, Radio Echo Hotel. Mike.
Okay, 2-for-1. Brad, I have you, KDFJW, and I have KD8REH. Mike, I have you. Next check-in.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform, second time.
Okay, Toby, have you on the short-time list. Any additional short-time check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net? Please come. Okay, we'll call that the short-time list, and thanks, everyone, for your patience and listening through my crummy audio. Hopefully it's better now. Cameron, up at Mile, N9KOP, go ahead, and since you're the first one, you can pick the topic tonight if you have a good one. And stand by Tom Cadillac. Go ahead, Cameron.
WATCM, the net. From N9KOP, Cameron, and... beautiful downtown, my old mobile here. What a miserable day today. And I'm saying that lightweight hail was absolutely miserably hot. Oh, man. Of course, I work outside in it, and it was, like I said, it was just way too warm for me. Oh, too much shot. Good to hear everybody checking in. Everybody has a good week. I ain't got a topic. Sometimes I don't even know what to talk about. So, with that, send it back to you, Scott. Everybody have a good and safe week. Potential for some severe weather tomorrow night. I know Mike probably will talk about that. And everybody have a good Labor Day. WATCM and 9KOP Mile.
Okay, Cameron, thanks a lot for checking in this evening. Nice job, and yeah, it was hot today. I selected today to do the lower and then raise a new 20-meter dipole, and couldn't depict a hotter day, so I know what it's like, but I wasn't working out there all day. I could come in. So thanks again for checking in. Go to Cadillac, Tom, WB8WYV. Go ahead with your transmission and stand by Drake and Joe.
This is Scott, and thanks for texting, and that's tonight, WB8WYV. But I was running today, I worked a little bit outside, my 80-meter system, but basically I spent most of the time inside. We have central air, so I didn't have to go through all the heat. Anyway, I don't know, I don't have a real, well, maybe I do have a question for you guys to think about. Should they have a new novice license? I would suggest 2 meter 440. We'll get all the modes that give us the novices that are out there. Well, I think there's maybe 5,000 left. I think what I would do if I was the FCC would be to grandfather them into technicians. Got all the privileges, they're 2 and 440 and 6, basically. What I would do. And together. Anyway, that's food for thought. Also, I fished general 40 and 15 meters. Not 80, but 40 and 15. Anyway, there's something to stir the pot with. Scott, I have to work tomorrow. That's why I'm in here short time. Back to you. Everybody have a great week. WACCF,
WAYV,
I'll be clear.
Good Tom. Thanks for checking in this evening from Cadillac. And your signal was basically strong, but you had a little bit of cutting in and out, but we got all the message. And you did stir the pot, so let's see if somebody can pick up and run with some of that. 5,000 novices. Yeah, grandfathered in. I agree with that. But let's see what others think. Great. AMH, go ahead with your transmission and stand by, Joe. Okay, no NADMH. How about NHCN? Go ahead. Joe, are you there? Okay, those guys are just getting back and from work, and so I think we'll coast back and call them in and out, but we'll leave the door open for them later if they want to jump back in there. Brad, KE8FJW in the Sault Ste. Marie. Go ahead, Brad, and stand by Mike.
Good evening, Scott, and the rest of the group here. Yeah, it's a very warm day, that's for sure. We're just outside having our late dinner. So, other than that, it's the end of it. We'll cool down a little bit, but not a whole lot. Still hot. So, other than that, we'll say 73. Everybody have a good day. Good evening, KE8FGW. Catch you all next week.
Okay, very good, Brad. Yeah, thanks for checking in with us. Hope you enjoy your dinner. Heard some mics in the background, and hope you're having a good time with some family there. First, we'll talk to you next week. Mike, KD8RH, go ahead and stand by Mr. Toby.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Hilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Mike, not too much going on. Just we're watching the weather for tonight, and about ready to have some dinner. I did not catch what the topic was there. I had my phone down. What was the topic?
Well, the topic we threw up to the team, and Tom posed the question: what should we do with the novice licenses? There's 5,000 registered novices still have a novice level license, and what should the FCC, if any,
if anything, what should they do with it? And one of the suggestions was just grandfather them in as technicians and give them the same rights that technicians have, which are different than what the novice has. So that was one piece of question. Back to you, KD8RH, W8TCM.
No, I guess that thought never crossed my mind. I knew their licensure was different than technicians, but you know, grandfathering them in wouldn't be terrible, or maybe a reduced test to get them in. But there's, like you said, around 5,000 left. I guess besides, you know, either grandfathering them or giving them a reduced test there to get them onto technician level. Yeah, that's really all I could think of there. And yeah, I guess we'll pass it back to you. And we do have a meeting tomorrow night, so I hope to see everybody there. And that's all I got. We'll say 7-3.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot. And yeah, it's a tough question. It's not something that everybody's been sitting here thinking about. So good to just have questions. So put it up on the table. Thanks for your comments. And a reminder also that tomorrow night, Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, is not just a project night, it's also the club meeting night. So there's all kinds of different things that will happen during a club meeting than the project night. So everyone's welcome to join tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at New Approaches Center. And again, all information is on the website, cherrylandarc.com. Thanks, Mike. And now let's go see Toby, KC8VSU. Go ahead with your transmission, sir.
Okay, I'm coming in through DMR on my AnyTone through 4425. Just sitting outside for a few minutes. It was a hot one. I basically shut the house up and let the basement cooling fan keep the house cool. It was warm at one point, but now it's down to like 80, 78 probably by now, so... There we go. With that, Scott, your audio has improved big time. When whatever you did fixed, you were really choppy here on DMR. So with that, back to you at Net Control. Kilo Charlie 8, very sightless umpire. I'm out of here.
Okay, Toby. Thanks for checking in and the feedback. Yeah, I'm sure that it was pretty ugly there for a while, but... my roving tech support guy saw what the problem was and fixed it, so that's good. Good to know. Okay, that's it for a short time. We've gone to the bottom of the list. Let's go to EchoLink, and we'll open up EchoLink check-ins. If you're on EchoLink, this is your time. We know we at least have one. Go ahead.
W-A-H-L-M-F.
November 8, Echo X-ray.
Okay, there he is, Stephen in Hazlitt. We have you, and Jeff in Seward, we have you. Are there any other check-ins on EchoLink, please?
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Kevin.
Kevin, you're in. Any additional check-ins from EchoLink? This is W8TCM. Please call now.
W8TCM, this is... November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights.
Okay, Dave in Sterling Heights, you are on the list as well. EchoLink, any additional check-ins? Okay, nothing heard. We'll go to general check-ins. This is an opportunity for a short time. EchoLink, general, anybody, anywhere. General check-ins for the Monday evening social hour net. Please go ahead with your calls now.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, KF8ATY.
Okay, I think I have two in there, Kevin, both named Kevin, KF8AGY and KE8SBW. Next general check-in for the Monday evening social hour net, call W8TCM.
John, N4DO.
John, I have you. Welcome back. Next general check-in.
Mike, KE8UZK.
K-E-8-U-Z-K, Mike, I have you. This is WATCM on the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. We're looking for check-ins, anybody, anywhere, anytime. Feel free to check in at this time. Okay, we'll call that the bottom of this list, and we'll go back up to our top of the list. With Stephen in Hazlitt, WA8LMF, please go ahead with your transmission, Stephen, and stand by Jeff in Alaska.
Okay, this is WA8LMF in downstate in Hazlitt, just outside East Lansing, Michigan. Just got back from Fort Huron Swap Meet today, which was kind of a surprise. For many years, this has been held in a waterfront park on the St. Clair River in downtown Fort Huron. But this year I arrived there at 6 in the morning and there was nobody there and the usual shelters and other infrastructure were no longer there. And while I was trying to figure out, I was getting ready to start unfolding Studio B and set up the antennas when a club member came up and told me that the slob had moved to a city park that's about 2 blocks away and on the other side of a river. So I moved over there, and the story is that this park-like place where they've been holding the swap for so many years, I had thought it was a city or county public facility, but it turns out it was private land, and this entity that they call the Great Lakes Management Center, that's part a snack bar, part an observation lounge, and part a museum of Great Lakes marine history, was entirely a private enterprise, and the guy that owned it died sometime this last year, and the whole entity was shut down. The land's being cleared out for sale, so the swap meet got moved, but apparently the words didn't get out. We had a turnout of 7 people at the swap meet this year, so it was sort of a waste of time driving out there, although I had a very interesting conversation with a couple of retired Navy guys during and after the swap meet. One of these guys, he was in the Navy 30 years, and he was never on a ship. He was an electronic warfare guy on Navy aircraft and never ever set foot on a ship during his whole naval career. Anyhow, that's it for the Port Huron swap. Upcoming, Findlay, Ohio, on Sunday the 8th, and what's usually sort of the grand finale for the swap season here in Michigan, Adrian, on Sunday the 15th of September. I'm going to be putting on presentation on NPRS at the Kalamazoo Radio Club on Thursday the 19th. And I'm thinking about taking a really long road trip for a ham fest. It'll be getting sort of cold by that time up here in Michigan, but I'm thinking of driving 700 miles south to Rock Hill, South Carolina, where they're having a ham fest on September the 12th, the 12th of October, Saturday the 12th of October, and I'm thinking of taking Studio B down there to the deep south in the middle of October, possibly. And as far as the novice thing goes, my take on the novice thing is I would assume that probably most of them are inactive if they haven't upgraded to a higher license by now, and that over the next few years, as it starts costing you real money to renew a ham license now, $30 or whatever it is, $35, that probably most of them will non-renew, and the whole novice issue will just quietly go away without any action being taken. That's my take. This is WA8LMF, back to WATCM.
Okay, Stephen, thanks for checking in with us this evening and for your update on all your HempFest. That must have been quite a surprise to have just 7 people there. That was a
quite an interesting development. So thanks for giving us an update on that, and hopefully we'll see you around at some of these ham fests in the future. And thanks for your take on the novice question. Let's go up to Alaska and see Jeff. NADX, please go ahead, Jeff, and stand by Kevin.
Hello, Scott, and everyone out there. It's Jeff NADX in Seward, Alaska. It is 59 degrees, and we got it warm here. We have overcast, a little bit of drizzle here and there. We've had that the last couple days. Weekend was pretty sunny, and it was nice. Up to about high 60s, to 70 degrees. And just getting some dinner ready for when everyone gets home. It's 4:30 p.m. right now here. And I think, we had one of our visiting hams over the summer, K4TCJ, took off yesterday morning. So repeaters are a little quiet and getting used to the summer winding down, the town kind of back. There is a cruise ship in today. But on the question of novices, that's quite a commitment if you're still a novice right now. And I think they should get a ribbon. When I got my first call, maybe 6, the CDAPDC, I was a novice for 10 to 11 years before I upgraded to Tech Plus and then went up. That shows some commitment there in that. So if they're still around, I think they should get a medal renewal and send them up the chain. If you're that disciplined, you're committed to the CW bands and all that, I think they deserve a pat on the back. So that's just a thought on it. I'll pass it back to you, Scott, and ADX.
Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot for checking in, and thanks for your comments. We'll look forward to speaking with you again next week. I hope what was coming to mind is the weather activity and the things that caused that landslide in Ketchikan. I hope that didn't affect you in any way. I hope that same weather system isn't causing you any problems. So we'll look forward to checking with you next week. Thanks, Jeff, for checking in. Let's go to Indiana, KD9WWU. Doing it again. KD9WWU. Kevin, go ahead with your transmission. Stand by Dave in Sterling Heights.
That's pretty good, Scott. I was in Indiana about a week ago and drove back up to the Promised Land on Thursday. And today, I'm even further north. I'm in Sault Ste. Marie. So, we're going to enjoy the locks and everything and take a tour of the Great Lake Museum and some other things. So, yeah, we've been putting some mileage on the vehicle. So, it's good to be back up in Michigan again. But you won't see me at breakfast probably for the next 3 weeks. Basically, we're going back home next week Tuesday, and we won't be arriving back for 2 weeks after that, around the 14th or 15th, something like that. So, I'm going to miss talking to you guys, but I still have to keep in contact on Echolink. I do appreciate that. I couldn't make it into the repeater up here in Sault Ste. Marie, but I did catch some glimpses of it, of people on it, but this could hold the signal. So, anyway, Scott, thanks for taking over the net tonight. This is KD9, Whiskey Uniform. Kevin.
Net tonight at 8 p.m. Okay. Waiting for that to pop back up. Kevin, thanks a lot for enjoying your trip, and sounds like you are, so maybe you'll make some connections up there in Sault Ste. Marie. I want to be still, same as comment as last time, I want to be the guy that sells you tires, because I could make a living on that. I think that would be awesome. Let's go to Sterling Heights. Dave, NAWCB, please go ahead with your transmission and stand by Kevin on Spider Lake.
Net Control, good evening. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights. Well, we're currently around 80 degrees here. We got pretty hot up toward 90 today, and we're kind of looking at some severe weather also tomorrow. Definitely eye to the sky there. But, in regard to the question on novice, the novice license, I would probably tend to point lean toward
grandfathering these people in. Although I think there's been a lot of good points that have been made on the subject. I guess, you know, the requirements and such today. I know I got in as a tech light back about 30 years ago when that first came out. There was no code. So I kind of lean toward that and grandfathering them in. I also think of, too, about the advanced license. I think it's between the general and the amateur extra, how many are still out there and under that class as well, and how much, you know, and how that would work out. But anyway, good bet tonight. Enjoying it very much. Thanks for running the net. I'll say 73s to you, and back to net control, NAWCB.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you checking in with us, and we always look forward to hearing from you. And thanks for your good comments. And yeah, interesting question about advanced. They're maybe stuck in limbo. I think they have some better, slightly better frequency advantage than the general, but not quite as the same as extra. But at some point, they'll probably try to level that out. So appreciate your comments. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Go ahead, Kevin, and stand by other Kevin, SBW.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, and I'm not really sure what to bring to the table this week. I do have some interesting news. Radiodity had a package deal on a G90, so that is on its way, and I'm eagerly looking forward to that and being able to do some interstate or, you know, maybe DX radio work. We'll see how it goes. As far as the topic of what to do with the novice classes, when I received my license, they had already divided into three classes, so I can't really offer an opinion one way or the other. I'm not sure how much more a tech license requires in terms of, you know, electronics theory and things like that from what the novices had to take, but other than that, I really can't offer an opinion. So that's all I've got to say today. It's going to be cool in a couple of days. Watch out for storms tonight. Stay safe, everyone. And Scott, thanks for taking the net tonight. 73 to all. This is KF8AGY. Back to you, net control.
KF8AGY, WATCM returning. Okay, thanks, Kevin. Yeah, just I'm glad to get the radiodity, the G90. That's a pretty good radio, and that's similar to my Zygu 6100. It being a QRP and all modes and all bands. So I think you're going to enjoy it. It should be a lot of fun. And maybe we'll work on an antenna that would make it truly portable. So good luck with it. Let us know when it's in. Kevin, KE8SBW, go ahead, transmission, and stand by, John.
Thanks, Scott. Good to hear from you. And hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm trying to battle with like everyone else today. Had a little bit of fun over the weekend. There were the Black Iron Days over at Hartwood Pines, so I took my kids over there. Saw a buddy I've been friends with. We were looking at the calendar for 20 years now. We met in college. While I was there, I bought a broom, a handmade broom named Ellie, which I'm going to give to my mother-in-law for her witch costume this Halloween. So I'm pretty excited about that and hope she gets it the right way. Back to Nets from KE8SBW.
Kevin, thanks. Yeah, and good luck with all of that. That's awesome. Glad to hear you're in here. Look forward to talking with you again next week. Thanks for joining us. John, N4DOU, please go ahead with your transmissions. Stand by Mike UZK. Go ahead, John.
Good evening to everyone on the net, and I hope everyone is trying to cool off from the day. This is kind of a normal temperature for me, just coming from South Carolina, so I didn't really worry too much about it. But I'm not as young as I used to be either, so I was glad to walk in the inside of the air condition. And just responding to the station earlier, as I mentioned, he's going to go to Rock Hill, South Carolina. That's a nice, very nice part of the northern part of South Carolina. It's just south of Charlotte, so there's a very big metropolitan area there. So they're usually having a pretty good head there. So it should be a lot of fun. As far as the upgrading the novice and volunteer examiner, so and I haven't really given that much thought, but I'm always excited for people to upgrade and get more privileges. So I'll have to give that some thought. Been busy trying to find a house around town, so in the area. So been doing some of that this week, and visited a house that had a lot of great trees, but didn't like the house too much. The trees were great. And that's about it. Looking forward to breakfast tomorrow. Last week, something came up at the last minute, and I was able to make it. So hope everyone has a good rest of your week, and we'll turn it back to
TN4DOU, W8TCM returning. Thanks, John. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, too. And thanks for the comments on South Carolina. I'm sure it is a nice place. I think I've been there. If it has, I've been traveling through somewhere to somewhere else. But we appreciate that. And we wish you the best of luck finding a house. That's if you find them, they go pretty quickly. But there are a few out. I've seen a few signs out for new houses just coming on in our neighborhood area. And I keep thinking about you, but you're probably way ahead of me. So, because I'm not looking for a house, but I'm keeping an eye out open for signs. So it's always interesting to see how things move around this town, and they move pretty quickly. Thanks, John. We'll look forward to seeing you in the morning. Mike, KE8UZK, go ahead with your transmission. We'll take a standby.
This is Mike at KE8UZK. I noticed that some of the transmissions that I'm hearing this evening are a bit staticky. I'd like a report from you on how mine is coming through.
Well, Mike, your signal is strong. You're capturing the repeater, but it's also crackly, and I'm not sure how much of that is maybe you or how much is the repeater acting up, but I think it's like everyone else. There's a little bit of snap, crackle, and pop, but you're certainly legible, certainly readable, and we can hear you just fine. So go ahead. UZK, W8TCM.
Okay, thanks for the report. I guess it's just the way it is this evening. And I do sit in Central Lake, and we're down in the valley, but I always seem to pick up the repeater fairly well. Thanks for everything, and thanks for taking the net tonight, KE8UZK.
Hey, Mike, nice signal, especially from Central Lake down in that hole. So you're making the repeater. Nothing to be ashamed of. That's a good signal. We'll call it good. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. We're now reached the bottom of the list. This is W8TCM, the Social Hour Net. I'd like to do a standby for additional check-ins. If you have not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour Net and would like to do so, now is your time. Okay, there being no further check-ins, before we close the mesh net, does anyone have any questions, inquiries, or comments?
NADX, recheck.
NADX, recheck. Go ahead.
Oh, Scott, in response to your question about Ketchikan, Southeast has had issues with those flies during this type of season. Wrangell had a pretty nasty fly last year and that, and so we're kind of way away from that, but we get kind of the rainforest rain, but we don't so much get that. What they're worried about is a landslide in the bay that might trigger a localized tsunami. So that's kind of a big thing we keep an eye on here. But we don't get the mud like we do down Southeast and ADX.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the comment and the recheck. Yeah, whether it's landslides or tsunamis, our thoughts are with you. And we wish you the best, and hope everything goes well, stays well. Thanks, Jack. Jeff, thanks a lot. So this is WATCM, and this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for this evening. This net will meet again here next Monday on the same repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barch Net. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as the net control under the club call WATCM. 15 check-ins, and I will now close the net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation, for your great comments, and for just being here. We appreciate that. It's really fun to have everybody gathered together. Good evening to all. This is W8TCM. I'll be clear. And WX1J, listening. WX1J, QRT.